Hey, it's Candy. Did you know that I have a quiz to help coaches choose their niche? Yeah, I do. It's super popular and it has been taken more than 20,000 times. This is a fun quiz that takes you about 2 minutes to do, and it will probably give you way more clarity on choosing your best coaching niche. So now, whether you say niche or niche, it's going to work for you. And if you're a coach and you have been stuck in niche indecision, wondering what to do, then you should take my quiz and find out what you learn. You can take the quiz today at coachnichequiz.com. That's coachnichequiz.com. Okay, let's dive into this week's episode. Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Welcome to this week's episode. You know, I realize it's been some time since I've introduced myself to you. So I thought I'd take a hot minute and do just that. My name is Candy Motzek, and I am the coach for coaches. I help new and struggling coaches launch their business and sign paying clients. My role is to help you go from startup to fully booked. I have coached hundreds of clients, and I started as a coach because I wanted a change. I'd worked successfully in corporate for years, and I created my own exit plan while still working in my role as a senior leader. I saved money. We lived on less than my full salary while I built my business on the side. I live just outside of Vancouver, Canada, and I work in my she shed. And I coach amazing clients. For those of you who already know you want some more support, go to the episode notes and click the link to find out more about ways to work with me. Today, we're going to talk about the four pillars that are essential to every thriving coaching business. Launching your business and signing your first paying clients is an important part of the journey. Many new coaches never get to that part. Many don't even sign any clients or they don't make any money and they end up so disappointed and disillusioned. So this is a huge achievement, launching and signing your first few paying clients. But what happens next? Do you stay on that merry-go-round of always searching for the next client? Clients come and then they graduate and then they leave and then you're out in that merry-go-round, feast and famine, looking for clients. That's what this is about. That's what this episode is for. Once you've made it that far, now you're ready to take the next step and create a solid business foundation, one that's going to allow you to build a thriving practice. A thriving practice is where you don't experience all that same level of ups and downs. Yes, things will fluctuate, but it's not going to be that feast and famine that so many coaches experience. Build a rock solid foundation so your business will support you, save you time and energy, and allow you to create the impact and the freedom and the life that you want. Now, when I say that a business supports you, I'm including all kinds of businesses. You may want a multi six-figure empire, or you might want a good, solid part-time business. Whatever you decide, whatever's right for you, that's what you want, and that's what you get to create. New coaches and lots of experienced coaches struggle. They struggle big time with finding clients. They struggle with attracting dream clients. They struggle with disorganization and frustration. And they spend too much time on all that back office administrative bits in their business. You're smart. And I know you want to do this right. So after years of building my own business and guiding new coaches to launch and grow their business, I've learned a thing or two. Plus, I've taken the time to get rid of the fluff and I've boiled it right down to the essential. And here's the four pillars that I've arrived at. These are the four pillars that I see every successful coaching business that they have nailed. Pillar number one is have an irresistible offer. An offer is a solution. It's a coaching package. It could be a group coaching program or a hybrid program, but it's designed for your dream client. It helps them get the outcome that they want. It helps them reach a goal or solve a problem. When you have an irresistible offer, now you are no longer selling four coaching sessions, which is hard to sell, really hard to sell. No one understands why they even want coaching. The only people that really understand coaching are people who have experienced it or coaches. So an irresistible offer gives them something they want. Your offer shows them a path to cross that finish line. It's a coaching package that you're going to sell to your dream client. Sometimes the dream client is called your ICA or your client avatar or your target market. And it helps them solve a problem. This is another way of saying niche, solving a problem. And it's a certain amount of time and it's a certain price. An example of an offer would be a less stress, more fun coaching package. And this example, it could sound something like this. You're going to understand more about your body's stress response, how to recognize it in advance, and have strategies to manage and reduce your stress so that you sleep better, fight less with your partner, and enjoy life. We meet every week as a small group for 8 weeks. Each session is 45 minutes long, and the cost is $750. So do you see that? It is a common result that somebody wants, less stress. You've told them exactly how long it is, all the details, and the price. With this package, your clients are going to learn about stress, and you're going to coach them. That pure individualized coaching, the coaching that is the powerful questions, creating the space for them to learn and to think about their answer. And that is the magic combination. That offer, like I said, four components. The name, less stress, more fun. The result, help your dream clients experience less stress. The details, 8 weeks long, small groups on Zoom, 45-minute sessions each week. And the price, $750. That's an irresistible offer for someone. Pillar number two, create content. Help people know that you can help them by actually helping them in advance. That is a concept that I believe Frank Kern, who is one of the OG marketers, brought forward. But that's really what it is. Isn't it so much easier for somebody to get some help from you in advance? And then that makes them think, oh, maybe he could help me. Maybe she could help me. Maybe they could help me too. So you will build an intentional content plan. Now you're going to know what you're going to share, what you're going to do to speak directly to those dream clients to help them, and at the same time to build your trust and authority. Content can be written blog posts, social media content, podcast episodes, videos, all sorts of possibilities, but they're all targeted to your dream client. You're going to choose your favorite approach. Perhaps it's written, maybe it's audio or video, and make that your central content approach. From that central part, you repurpose your content to leverage your time and maximize your reach. Repurpose means you take one longer piece of content and then you break it into smaller pieces so you can share those smaller pieces as well. This gets your content in front of a wider audience because for sure, somebody's not necessarily going to see your blog post. Somebody's not necessarily going to hear that podcast episode. They're going to see the smaller bits instead. So it's a smart way of using your content, creating an intentional plan to really help your dream clients and for them to see that you can help them. Pillar number three, lead generation. Widen your circle and build an email list of interested potential dream clients. Your email list is a group of people who are interested in how you help people. Let's start building that important asset for you. That's where you're going to nurture and encourage and invite people to work with you. You do this by signing up for an email service provider. That's a company that something like MailChimp or ConvertKit or Flowdesk. Then you create a lead magnet. A lead magnet is something that you offer for free in exchange for your potential client's email address. Now, that lead magnet could be a checklist, it could be a PDF, it could be a video series, it could be many things, but it's something that is small, that's valuable, that helps your dream client, and you offer it for free in exchange for their email address. You collect those emails, and then you communicate with them to provide support, share that content that you created in the earlier pillar, you share tips and guidance and encouragement, and then you invite them to find out more about working with you. The purpose of this, again, is to build your authority and widen your circle of influence. The people who come into your world that could be dream clients may be the perfect client for you. You guys might be a great match, but maybe they're not ready yet. This approach allows you to keep them in your circle and you're helping them. And then as they are getting to the point that they could use some help, now here you are. You've already helped them. They're going to reach out to you. There are two approaches. There's organic or paid. So some coaches, some online businesses run paid ads to encourage more people to sign up for their email list. I don't recommend paid traffic, especially at the start for new coaches. You really need to have a market-tested offer. And when you dive into paid ads, it's a way that you can spend a lot of money before you have an established flow, an established business, an established content plan, and marketing message. But when you are ready to begin paid ads, I highly recommend that you engage an expert to help you, because they're going to speed your learning curve. It takes time. It's an ever-evolving industry. So engage an expert when it's time for you. Finally, pillar number four, connect and invite. This is where you're building the relationship over time. This is with people you already know, people you meet through networking, people you meet on social media or through your email list, and you invite them to work with you. You may be networking where your dream clients hang out, or you may be creating great relationships with other business owners. This networking, building relationships, can be a great source of clients and partnerships, resources, joint venture opportunities. Some of these people may even be great referral partners for you. The other part of this is to hone your discovery call. That's your sales conversation. Somebody says, hey, they put up their hand and they might be interested in working with you. You want to make sure that connect and invite, you're inviting them to that sales conversation. And then you're having an intentional conversation to understand where they're at. And then if they're a match, make an offer for them to work with you directly. So that's it. We covered the four pillars that every thriving coaching business has in place. This is pillar number one, was irresistible offer. Pillar number two was creating content, an intentional content strategy. Pillar number three, lead generation, widening your circle. Pillar number four, connect and invite. I want you to have a fully booked, thriving business, not one where it's hit and miss. Not one where you sign five clients 1 month and then nobody else for 8 months. That is a super stressful way to do a business, and you deserve better. You deserve a business that works for you. These pillars will help you create that. Thanks again so much for joining me on today's episode. And again, it would mean so much to me if you would share the episode with your friends and fellow coaches. And for those of you who already know that you want more support, go to my episode notes, click the link, and find out more ways about how you can work with me. Thanks again for joining me. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.